USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is denying a Washington Post report that claimed FBI agents were looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons when they raided his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Monday. Writing on his Truth Social platform, quote, "Nuclear weapons is a hoax, just like Russia. Russia was a hoax." Referring to a special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. The former president also called the officials involved in the search of his Palm Beach property as sleazy. This denial of the article's reporting comes after Trump said he would not oppose a move to make the warrant public. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
An author has reportedly been stabbed.
Author Salman Rushdie was attacked at a literary event in upstate New York Friday when an assailant stormed the stage soon after his introduction. The man proceeded to attack Rushdie, who was scheduled to talk at the Chautauqua Institute in Chautauqua, New York, about 75 miles south of Buffalo. Rushdie's work, The Satanic Verses, caused the Iranian government in the 1980s to put a multi-million-dollar bounty on his head. Rushdie's condition is unknown at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin requesting for the second time that 150 D.C. National Guard members be deployed to the nation's capital to assist with the arrival of migrants. Bowser's requested activation of the National Guard last month, but the Pentagon denied her on August 5th. This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
A man accused of firing shots inside the Mall of America before fleeing a suburban Minnesota shopping complex with the help of several accomplices has been arrested in Chicago. Authorities have confirmed the 21-year-old was arrested, along with another man who had been sought following the August 4th shooting. According to court documents, the man faces charges including second-degree assault. New York has amended several state laws to remove the word inmate and replace it with incarcerated person to refer to people serving prison time. The changes signed into law are intended to reduce the stigma of being in jail. Prison reform advocates have said the term inmate has a dehumanizing effect. Prisoners say it can feel degrading when jail guards refer to them as inmates, especially in front of their families during in-person visits. The changes are the latest in the state's legislators' history of omitting terms in state law that may be seen as outdated or offensive. About 21,000 fish died of possible chlorine exposure at a University of California Davis research and care facility. The university is investigating a, quote, catastrophic failure at the UC Davis Center for Aquatic Biology and Aquaculture. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.